these are exclamations. What would be the strongest thing you would ever say if you really got aggravated at something? I'm just talking about where you said you didn't like profanity. What would be the strongest thing you would say?
My God. Which is wrong.
Would you ever say damn about anything? You don't use that word. Darn?
Yeah, I say darn.
Okay, well, could you give me an example of how you might use it?
Oh, darn.
Yeah. What about if you were got impatient with a child? Anything you might say?
Impatient?
Well, let's forget about that. Say if you got impatient with yourself, you got provoked with yourself. Say you've taken a test and you couldn't think of an answer to a question, you thought I would have maybe stepped out of class.
Oh, goodness.
Talking about greeting people, how would you greet somebody that you know? If you just happen to meet them walking on the street, just to say something, you might say what?
Hey, haven't seen you in a while. How are you?
Okay. Would you say anything like that in the same situation, somebody you didn't know, just to be saying something?
No.
Would
I would say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say hello or hi.
Okay. What about, how you would greet somebody around December 25th, you'd say?
Merry Christmas.
You ever heard any other expression people use on Christmas Day to greet?
Season's greetings.
Okay.
Season greetings.
Have you ever been to like Christmas gift?
Oh, yeah. I've heard people say Christmas gift.
In a particular class of people in the title
place? In this neighborhood. In this neighborhood.
Meaning blacks?
Yes.
Confined to older blacks?
Yes, it's older.
Older blacks.
Does
that strike you as kind of old-fashioned?
I sound like it. Sounds like a
baby. Oh, all right. And if you were greeting somebody around January the 1st, you would say? Now, do you have the equivalent of a Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, this word, if somebody has done you a favor, in the way of appreciation, you might say, well, I sure have much to you.
Nothing.
Wouldn't say anything there?
I'm grateful.
Or I'm much to you?
Grateful.
Okay, what about obliged?
No.
Much obliged. Have you heard it? This expression, if you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something for somebody, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I'll have time.
But I might have time.
Or I'll have time.
I might not have time.
I think
I'll have time. No.
I guess
I'll have time.
I reckon.
No, I guess.
Okay. You say you go to downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you buy something in a store, you say the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped.
Okay, and you got home and you
unwrapped.
If somebody sells something for less than what he paid for it, you say he sold it how?
Cheap.
All right, anything besides that? He sold it
at a reduced rate.
Okay, for pronunciation, the word LOSS. He sold it.
A lot.
Okay. And if you see something you want, but it's very expensive, you might say, well, I'd like to get that, but it's just too much.
Costs too much.
Mm-hmm. If you really want it, though, you might go to the banker to see if you could the money.
Borrow.
Okay. And he might say, well, I'd like to give you the money, but nowadays money is mighty
short.
Or
tight.
Okay, anything else? It's as in Steve.
It's S-N-T.
Oh, I'm sorry.